Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams bringing us back. He's the lead singer for the Platters. And yes, that is from the Wayback Machine, but is it getting any better than that? No, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows. Here broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. Is this a great country or what? And we're having a great show with our good friend Jay Meeks. And Jay is Executive Vice President of Insperity, in charge of sales and marketing. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a dozen plus years. And full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. Jay, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about, Jay, by the way, Jay's running a national sales organization, I know the salespeople.
Right.
They're happy puppies, and there's a reason for that. There's some special sauce going on in an organization that's being led this way, and so I've asked Jay to share some of the things that helps to make that special sauce. One of the things you talk a lot about, Jay, is optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a big deal? I mean, aren't people optimistic or not?
You know, you think about it. Have you ever seen a book written to how to be a pessimist?
No. That's a good point.
Not one book.
Not one.
You can't find a book out there that says, you know, here's how you should be a good pessimist. Pessimism.
Or you're too optimistic.
Yeah, you're too optimistic. You're too much Pollyannish or something.
That's right.
You know, my wife is so funny because she's you know, the utmost optimist. I mean, you can't say a negative thing around her. She needs anything at all. I'm trying to say, look, I'm speaking reality here. She goes, no, you're not. You're negative. You're negative. And so she's my perfect example.
No, honey,
optimism.
We really do have a flat.
Yeah, really, really. You know, it's like I said, you know, nobody names a bridge after a pessimist, right?
Right.
That guy was a dirty SOB. Let's name a bridge after
mm-hmm.
him. So, but optimism is I think, is absolutely required, not only in sales, but in life, I believe. I mean, it's so easy to go negative. And negative isn't, it's counterproductive. There's nothing that comes out of being negative. Nobody wants to be around a negative person.
But how do you scale optimism? Because you're an optimistic person.
Right,
I know that.
Right.
But you're also a realist. And,
right.
And you've got a big, hairy responsibility on you to drive this company.
No, I hire people that have those kinds of responsibilities.
Right, exactly. But you have to, you know, you have to pop the whip. How do you pop the whip and be optimistic and scale that across the network?
Pop the whip and be optimistic. Well, I think you have to expect the best of people. You know, that's what I tell our managers. I say, look, you know, when people first start with a company, they're learning a lot because it's a very complex sale. And I tell our folks, look, this in that first period, just praise them. Mm-hmm. Just tell them how great they are, how good they're going to be, how fantastic, you're wonderful, no matter what it is. If you do critique it, make sure you do it quickly and move on to praise again. Because they have to get through that. Now, optimism mm-hmm. gets you through the tough times, right? There's a pony in there somewhere, right? The old
right.
story, you
exactly.
know? But I think optimism is a decision, and it's a learned
Say
response.
Say that again.
Optimism is a decision, and it's a learned
That's going to be on
technique.
The test, folks. Go ahead.
It's a learned technique. It takes time. You have to. First of all, you've got to be exposed to understanding that, hey, yeah, that was kind of negative what I said. You got to start hearing what comes out of your mouth, because what comes out of your mouth goes into your heart.
Doesn't performance also improve optimism if you let it?
Oh yeah.
Meaning, you know, I think of myself. I think of times when I dreaded something and I thought, boy, this is going to take me down. I was pessimistic about it or whatever. But it wasn't because I'm not an optimistic person. It was because I hadn't gone through that before.
Mm-hmm.
And once I went through it, by performing on that and getting myself out of it. You need to accumulate those.
Well, that's the you know, adversity is our friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adversity is how we get personal growth. Now, you don't like it at the time. You won't be some kind of issue,
mm-hmm.
But you get to the point sometimes. I think you and I are probably there. Where most of the time, things that confront us now, we just put in a box and say, well, that's going to be a – I can take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not death-defying.
Right.
And, you know, there's a survey that was done that 94% about worrying, you know, what you worry about. And did a big survey. Well, 94% of the things that you worry about never come to pass.
Right.
Right. Only 6 actually happen, but less than 1% is anything serious.
Mm-hmm.
What talk about a lot of wasted motion, right? emotion and motion. And it's debilitating when you get it into worry and get it, because it's probably not going to happen. Whatever you worry about, it's probably not going to happen.
Well, that's been my experience. I mean, you know, I remember years ago when my somebody would bust me and say, your banker's on the phone. Oh, Lord, what is
right. Yeah.
You know, hey, Jim, I got a prospect for you.
Yeah, right.
You know? There I was worried about it.
Well, you know, most businesses are one phone call away from going out of business. Small businesses, look, seriously.
That's the truth.
It's either the banker or their biggest customer, right?
That's right. That's
so
right.
That's why small business people, entrepreneurs, should be honored. Just, I talked about this before, phone parades, you know, don't trash people. Don't trash people who are risking everything,
that's
really,
right.
And hiring people. And employees are a pain.
Mm-hmm.
People think, oh, I'm going to business to hire employees. No, they're going to business to make money.
So optimism and accountability. You want to be optimistic with your folks, and but you also need to hold them accountable.
Well, when you have a high-powered sales organization, that's what we have, all right? It's a high-powered, we're highly successful, double-digit grower, with, you know, $3
billion. But a complex product.
Very complex, okay? But high-powered sales organization, you have to have accountability. People have to know that I'm going to be held to a performance standard. And that, frankly, liberates them to go make money.
Mm.
Because if they have a lax standard, they can be some kind of lax, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you got to get people out of the offices that are non-performers. You got to get them out. Because what they do, then it breaks the trust bond because they think, wait a minute, doesn't leadership see this person's not working?
Mm-hmm.
And you end up with a distrust build. So you owe it to the top performer to glean the non-performers.
Sure. You have to hold everybody accountable to the same standards.
Absolutely.
Yeah, otherwise it ripples through your organization. Hold on to that thought. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.